During the first part of the 6th century, Bedouin tribes had begun to exchange goods with one another. Merchants congregated in a series of regular markets that were held each year in different parts of Arabia, and were so arranged that traders circled the peninsula in a clockwise direction. The first market, or souk, of the year was held in Bahrain, the most densely populated region. The next were held successively in Oman, Hadramat, and Yemen, and the cycle concluded with 5 consecutive souks in and around Mecca. The last fair of the year was held in Uqaz, immediately before the month of the Hajj, the traditional pilgrimage to Mecca and the Kaaba. During the first half of the 6th century, the Quraysh had started to send their own caravans to Syria and Yemen, and gradually they established themselves as independent traders. But despite this success, they knew that they were vulnerable. Because agriculture was impossible in Mecca, they relied entirely on the exchange of commodities, so if the economy failed, they would starve to death. Everybody, therefore, was involved in commerce, as bankers, financiers, or merchants. In the agricultural settlements, the Badawa spirit remained virtually intact because it was more compatible with farming. But the Quraysh were forced to cultivate a strictly commercial ethos that took them away from many of the traditional values of Muruwa. They had, for example, to become men of peace, because the kind of warfare that was endemic in the steppes would make business impossible. Mecca had to be a place where merchants from any tribe could gather freely without fear of attack. So the Quraysh steadfastly refused on principle to engage in tribal warfare and maintained a position of aloof neutrality. Before their arrival, there had often been bloody battles around Zamzam and the Kaaba as rival tribes tried to gain control of these prestigious sites. Now, with consummate skill, the Quraysh established the Haram, a zone with a 20-mile radius with the Kaaba at its centre, where all violence was forbidden. They made special agreements with Bedouin tribes, who promised not to attack the caravans during the season of the trade fairs. In return, these Bedouin confederates were compensated for the loss of income by being permitted to act as guides and protectors of the merchants. Trade and religion were thus inextricably combined in Mecca. The pilgrimage to Mecca was the climax of the souk cycle, and the Quraysh reconstructed the cult and architecture of the sanctuary so that it became a spiritual centre for all the Arab tribes. Even though the Bedouin were not much interested in the gods, each tribe had its own presiding deity, usually represented by a stone effigy. The Quraysh collected the totems of the tribes that belonged to their confederacy and installed them in the Haram, so that the tribesmen could only worship their patronal deities when they visited Mecca. The sanctity of the Kaaba was thus essential to the success and survival of the Quraysh, and their competitors understood this. In order to attract pilgrims and business away from the Quraysh, the governor of Abyssinia and Yemen constructed a rival sanctuary in Sana'a. Then, in 547, he led an army to Mecca to prove that the city was not, after all, immune from warfare. But, it was said, his war elephant fell upon its knees when it reached the outskirts of Mecca and refused to attack the Haram. Impressed by this miracle, the Abyssinians returned home. The year of the elephant became a symbol of Mecca's sacred inviolability.